Newspaper wars have returned to New York City, and there's now fierce competition between two free newspapers targeted to readers age 18 to 35. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
When the musical Gypsy came to Broadway in 1959, the idea of news hawkers seemed something old and quaint. The idea of hawking newspapers came to the United States from England in the 1830s, and newspapers were hawked on the streets well into the 20th century. Then newsstands and child labor laws did much to end the practice. But here in New York City, hawking papers has come back with a vengeance.
Good morning, AM New York. Good morning, AM New York.
Once a week, in a midtown Manhattan warehouse, a company called Morning Newspaper Promotions holds an open house for people who want the job of hawking AM New York, a five-day-a-week free tabloid. Hayden Palacios, whose title is area leader, tells the 30 or 40 hopefuls in the room that they want people who are loud, friendly, and have great attitude.
If that describes you, I want somebody to say, Hayden, I'm that person you're looking for.
Hayden, I'm that person you're looking for.
Okay, this is how you're going to prove it to me. If you think that this job is for you, I want you to say as passionately as you can, good morning, AM New York. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Good morning, AM New York.
It's one thing to say it in the room, he says, but can you say it in the snow, in the wind, in the freezing rain? Can you take rejection, he asks, people who curse at you? Everyone says yes. Then they divide up in groups, and Michael Miles, a zone leader, puts them through their paces.
You got to be like the king of the jungle. You got to be able to adapt to anything dealing with these papers. Weather, people, attitudes.
Angela Coleman from Brooklyn has the kind of upbeat presence they clearly want.
Good morning, AM New York.
When asked about keeping up that perky attitude in a snowstorm, she replies.
I don't like the cold, but I deal with it. I'm a New Yorker, so.
All right. That's a good answer. I like that.
Work won't begin for Coleman for a few weeks. For Mercedes Cruz, it's been an everyday reality for more than a year.
Good morning.
It takes less than 3 hours to hand out almost 3,000 papers. Her coveted spot at Lexington and 86th Street is one of the hottest in New York City. And unlike junior promoters who earn $21 for 2.5 hours, she's paid by the bundle and earns more than $50 on the same ship.
You get tired?
Yeah, I do get tired.
How many do you do a day? How many?
27 bundles.
27 bundles?
Yep. Good morning, AM New York. Good morning, AM New York.
Are there people who know you by name as well?
Yeah, they do. They know me by name, some of them.
What's your name?
Mercy. Good morning. Mercy City is the best. Absolutely.
Really? Tell me. Really?
She's truly the best.
AM New York's rival, Metro, is published by Metro International, which started in Sweden in 1995. It publishes free newspapers in 16 countries and has papers in Boston, Philadelphia, and New York. Many who publish and distribute AM New York worked for Metro International at some point. Both papers are directed toward the kind of young readers who get their news online or from television. Each publishes about 300,000 copies, and there's a mix of hard news and entertainment with advertising to foot the bill. Both papers are thin enough to finish during a 20-minute morning commute, and commuters are reading them, but some analysts are skeptical.
I would be very pleased, but alas, also very surprised, were these giveaway newspapers to really capture the elusive youth audience.
Mitchell Stephens, professor of journalism at New York University, says it's always a bad sign when an industry has to give away its product for free.
If you look at graphs of newspaper readership, they're graphs you could ski down.
Still, during rush hour, these free papers seem to be in everybody's hands. Hawkers for AM New York and Metro fight for the best spots. Stephen McDougall has been handing out Metro since August.
Me, myself, I got a friendly rivalry going on with the AM lady that's on this corner. It's like, you know, we got the good cop, bad cop routine, but that's all in fun.
Is there any difference, do you think, in the people who hand out Metro and the people who hand out AM New York?
You know, Metro's more the...
More what?
Hip.
Of course, the AM New York hawkers would disagree, but both say it's pretty good pay for 3 hours of work a day. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.